This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel intensified its bombardment of Rafah in Gaza South, and over a dozen members of one family were killed in an airstrike, residents said. In Jerusalem, Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz cited promising early signs of progress on a new deal to release hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants in Gaza. Amid talks conducted by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar to secure a pause in the war, the Israeli army said it has stepped up operations in Khan Yunis, a city just north of Rafah. Syria State TV has reported Israeli strikes hit a neighborhood of Damascus, killing two people and causing material damage. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
It reported that several missiles hit a western neighborhood of the capital. The strike damaged the fourth floor of a 10-story building, shattering window glass on nearby buildings and also damaging dozens of cars parked in the area. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. Israel rarely acknowledges its actions in Syria, but it has said that it targets bases of Iran-allied militant groups such as Lebanon's Hezbollah. I'm Karen Chamas.
Farmers protesting in India used kites on Wednesday to ensnare police drones used by security forces to fire tear gas on demonstrators and attempt to disperse them. In addition to the kites, the farmers also had slingshots and flare guns to fire against the drones. For the past week, thousands of farmers fought pitched battles with security forces some 200 kilometers north of Delhi after police stopped their march to the capital to demand higher prices for crops from the government. On Wednesday, farmers paused their protest to resume talks. This is VOA News. 15 candidates in Senegal's delayed presidential election have accused President Macky Sall of ill will and vowed to take action to ensure a new poll date is swiftly established. The announcement came as a civil society group said it had organized a new rally for Saturday and is calling for the election to be held before Sall's term officially runs out on April 2nd. It says the vote, originally scheduled for February 25th, must be held by March 3rd at the latest. Taiwanese fishermen say they are exercising caution when they go out to work on the sensitive waters around frontline islands near the Chinese coast. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
They say they are worried about rising tensions after two Chinese nationals died during a chase with Taiwan's Coast Guard. They died when Taiwan's Coast Guard tried to expel their boat, which then overturned. Their vessel had gotten close to an islet that is part of the Kinmen Islands, which has been governed from Taipei since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. A furious China, which claims Taiwan as part of its own territory, responded by launching its own Coast Guard patrols and on Monday boarded a Taiwanese tourist boat operating off Kinmen.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Striking workers again closed down the Eiffel Tower. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Wednesday was the third day running that the Eiffel Tower, expected to be at the heart of celebrations for the Paris Olympics this summer, has been off limits to visitors like Jonathan Adams from the UK.
We came 8 years ago, just me and my wife, so we brought the children and I had tickets booked, so yeah, very disappointing.
A message on the Eiffel Tower's website also warned of more possible disruptions if strikers continue their push for salary hikes and other concessions. The CGT union has previously warned that their protest action could go on for several days, even weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. authorities said Wednesday they had charged a member of the Japanese Yakuza criminal underworld with handling nuclear material sourced from Myanmar and seeking to sell it to fund an illicit arms deal. According to a superseding indictment unsealed in a New York court, a Yakuza leader and a co-defendant had previously been charged in April 2022 with drug trafficking and firearms offenses, and both were remanded. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson of the Justice Department's National Security Division said, quote, "It's chilling to imagine the consequences had these efforts succeeded, and the Justice Department will hold accountable those who traffic in these materials and threaten U.S. national security and international stability." Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.